This chazar zeichen nisha bachich etzal shuag v'am yehudim zeichen z'chulun daf samach dalad. Zokmar Baita says we may buy eggs from a goy without concern that they're from a trefo or a nevela. Zokmar, why I should be concerned that they're from a non-kosher bird? Zeifetimar Shmuel's father said, we are only allowed to buy when the eggs from the goy when he tells us which type of bird it's from. And he says this is from a kosher bird. It's not enough for him to say that it's from a kosher bird. He has to specify the type of birds, because then this way he's afraid that he's maybe lying and he'll be caught in his lie. In fact, why can't we just look for the signs of a kosher bird's eggs, which Rabbi Isaac teaches as being that the egg has to be round, with one egg being more pointed than the other, and where the white is on the outside and the yolk is on the inside. In fact, the case is that the eggs were cut open and already beaten, so the signs are no longer recognizable. In fact, Rabbi says that we may sell the egg of a trefa to a goy only when it has already been beaten, since no yid would buy a beaten egg from a goy. So how could Shmuel's father say that we're talking about that case? If not, rather, Rav Zera said that the signs of a kosher egg are not something given to us deraisa, and therefore they can't be relied upon. This has to be the case. We can prove as follows. Rav Asi said earlier that there are 8 species of birds regarding which there is a suffix whether they're kosher. Now, if the signs of a kosher egg could be relied upon, then why can't we just look at the eggs of these 8 species and determine whether they're kosher species or not? It must be that the signs of a kosher egg cannot be relied on. In fact, if the signs of a kosher egg can't be relied on, why did the Tana teach them all together? In fact, the Braisa is teaching that if an egg is narrow on both ends or round on both ends, or if the yolk is on the outside and the white is on the inside, it's certainly not kosher. However, if if one side is rounded and one is narrow, and the yolk is on the inside and the white is on the outside, and the guy specifies which type of kosher bird it's from, then we could rely on him. However, if he doesn't specify the type of kosher bird, we can't rely on him because the egg of the ayur are similar to the eggs of kosher birds. In fact, Rabbi Bryce also mentioned that if the yolk and the white of the egg are mixed, it's certain that the egg is of a sheretz. For what halacha was that taught? And from our Vokal Bar Chama said, it teaches that if the egg formed an embryo and the shell had a hole, it gives off tumah. If the embryo is dead and is the size of a lentil. Fikmar Ravina asked, maybe it's the egg of a snake, which is a sheret that does not give off tumah. Fikmar, rather, Rava said, the Braisa is teaching that if the egg has had an embryo and a person ate the egg, he has malchus for eating a sheret. Fikmar, if that's what the Braisa is teaching, it doesn't only apply to the egg of a sheret. A Braisa says that one who eats even a chick that has hatched but has not yet opened its eyes is oiver for eating a sheret based on the pasuk of kol ha-sheret ha-sheret al-oret. And Fikmar, the isra of eating such a chick is on drabonon, the pasuk is in asmachto. Zokmar Vaita Braisa says if eggs of a non-kosher bird are cooked together with eggs of a kosher bird, the kosher eggs remain kosher because the liquid that escapes from the eggs is considered to be mere water and does not give taste into the kosher eggs. With regard to unfertilized eggs that a hen sat on for a while, if a person is not disgusted by that, he may eat it. If a blood spot is found on an egg, even by one that was fertilized, the blood spot should be thrown out and the rest of the egg may be eaten. Rabbi Yirmiyahu said this is only where the blood spot was found on the kesher of the egg, the place where the zera of the male settles near the round end of the egg before we can mix into the other parts of the egg. Dustai, the father of Turiki, told a Braisa that said, this is only when the blood spot was found on the white of the egg. When it was found the yolk of the egg, the entire egg is also because this means that the embryo had begun to develop in the entire egg. So Rabbi Chizki asked, how do we know that the egg of a non-kosher bird is also deraisa? The pasuk says that the basiano, the daughter of an ostrich, is also. Now an ostrich lays eggs and doesn't give birth to daughters in the proper sense, so that because it's laying eggs, not giving birth to the offspring. The pasuk must therefore be referring to the egg of an ostrich and teaches that it's also. Although one can say that the proper name for the bird maybe is Basiano, and it doesn't refer to the bird itself, the fact that the Sefer writes this as 2 separate words proves that it's not meant to be one name, but instead refers to the eggs of the Yana. In fact, when we find other places that the Sefer splits one name into 2 words, as in the case of Kedar Lo'omer, as more, the 2 words of Kedar Lo'omer may not be written on separate lines. The words of Basiano may even be written on separate lines. This proves that the 2 words are not part of one name, but instead refer to the egg of the Yana.